Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. Today's episode marks a milestone, the 100th Art Talk. And for this special moment, I want to shine the light on a woman whose work shaped a movement and whose quiet determination reshaped the possibilities for women in art. Berthe Morisot, celebrated, yes, but never quite given the full recognition she deserves. I call her the mother of Impressionism. Not because she painted maternal subjects, though she did, but because she brought the movement to a radical tenderness, a liberation of color and brushwork, and unyielding refusal to paint in any way but her own. So before we continue, if you're enjoying our talk, please like and subscribe. It helps more than you know. And thank you, always, for being part of this journey. Berthe Morisot was born in 1841 in Bourges, though she belonged quintessentially in Paris. She and her sister received art lessons from respected tutors, a rare privilege for young women of the time. She had talent, and in her middle-class family, she was not stifled but encouraged. That in itself is extraordinary. Morisot's life was threaded with both privilege and constraint. She married Eugène Manet, the younger brother of Édouard Manet, and had one child, her beloved daughter Julie. She travelled wildly, painting and absorbing the art of Spain, England, Italy, Belgium, Holland, and her beloved France. Yet, like all women of her time, she was barred from the École des Beaux-Arts. Institutional art education for women was rare until the 1870s. Morisot's training was instead pieced together, passed from teacher to teacher as her skill grew, her craft honed in the traditional manner of the 1850s and 60s. But Berthe Morisot understood, perhaps more than most, the double bind of being both artist and a woman in a bourgeois society. In her notebook, she once wrote, "I do not think any man would ever treat a woman as his equal. And it is all I ask because I know my worth." She had no interest in women's paintings. She wanted only to be known as a painter. And when she began exhibiting in 1865, she gravitated towards Manet, Degas, Monet and Renoir. Yet after meeting Berthe and his sister Edma in 1868, Monet himself remarked, "What a shame they are not men." It was a reflection of a reality. The male establishment would almost certainly ignore her work. Ignore, but never silence. Morisot painted until her final days, exhibiting annually in the Paris Salon, producing some of the most radical images of contemporary women, even women at their easels, claiming space as creators. She refused her mother's advice to cater to public taste. Instead, she pursued her vision, uncompromising, modern, and alive with her unique touch. In her paintings, the figure often melts into a background, alive with vegetation, dissolving the boundary between subject and world. Atmospheric perspective is abandoned in favor of brushwork that moves like thought,
restless, gestural, immediate. And yet, despite her achievements, Morisot's work languished in partial obscurity for much of the 20th century. Yes, she had exhibitions, a lot, but only four major retrospectives between 1930 and 1947, a revival in Lille in 2002, and most recently in 2023, Dulwich Picture Gallery's Berthe Morisot, Shaping Impressionism. But even there, as critic Laura Cumming observed, 13 of 43 exhibits were by men, and many of Morisot's best-known paintings were missing. The framing of her career remains, even now, too often through the lens of her male contemporaries. Her portraits tell another story, and there is at times a certain severity. The barest veil of distance in her more formal self-portraits, but beneath it we find charm and intelligence, sensuality and anxiety, diffidence and decisiveness. These contradictions are not flaws. They are poles of her humanity, mirrored in her paintings, letters, friendships, and the life she lived within and just beyond the boundaries of Paris's artistic center. Morisot lived at the heart of the Impressionist world, yet was always held at its edges. Social propriety limited her movement. She could not roam the streets unaccompanied in search of subjects, her male peers claimed freely. She could not linger backstage at the opera or pass hours in the cafes observing the city's dramas unfold. She was confined to the suburban and domestic spheres, and so women and children became the core of her gaze. It is here that art history has too often diminished her, labeling her work feminine, a polite way of saying non-threatening. But to look closely is to see how her paintings unsettle. Beneath the gauze of fabric and filtered light lies an art of dislocation, a subtle estrangement from city, from self, from the prescribed roles available to women. She was called the angel of the incomplete for her fragmented compositions, the ellipsis in form, the sense of becoming rather than being. Critics rarely meant it kindly, but the label fits. Her art captures the unfinished nature of women's freedom in her time. The Irish writer George Moore, for whom Morisot painted The Fable, once wrote, "Her pictures are the only pictures painted by a woman that could not be destroyed without creating a blank, a hiatus in the history of art." It sounds like high praise, and it is, though the qualifier, by a woman, betrays the very biases she fought against. Still, he was right. Remove her from the history of art, and the story collapses. Let's look at two self-portraits from 1885. She didn't paint that much self-portraits. But self-portrait with her daughter, Julie, feels almost like an outline sketched onto canvas, alive with lightness and precision. According to Frances Borzello, it is enforced, a manifesto in brushstrokes, declaring what she valued most, both artistically and emotionally. The second self-portrait is more traditional in pose, but translucent, breathing with the quick, confident brushstroke that defines her style. She does not look like a woman seeking permission. She looks like an equal and demands to be seen as one. Here, she reclaims her gaze and the gaze. As art historian Catherine McCormack has said, Berthe Morisot was a radical existentialist. through art history has rarely granted her that title. And when, even in 2023, an art exhibition about her gives nearly a third of its walls to the work of man, we see how much remains to be reclaimed. This is the work of Art Talk and the current series The Gaze Reclaimed, and not only to tell her story, but to tell it in full. And today, as we celebrate 100 episodes in of Art Talk, I really want to thank you, listeners, supporters, fellow travelers in this space of art and ideas. To mark the occasion, I'm offering something special for artists who want to deepen their understanding of color. And in doing so, step into the very techniques impressionists like Morisot used to transform light and life into paint. You can join my four-week course of color for artists at onlineartseducation.co.uk/course/color-for-artists. Link is in the comments. Use the code ARTTALK100 for a 50% discount. It's self-paced, lifetime access, and I promise you'll never look at color the same way again. Until next time, and keep reclaiming the gaze. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.